with Rills, Eddie Morris-Jones after tonight's 4-2 win in the JD Cymru North against Rhythm Town. After the disappointment of the weekend, we talked about reaction from the Lily Whites and certainly a reaction tonight in the performance.
Yeah, definitely. It took us a while to get going. We couldn't really adapt to the way Riffin were playing with their energy, and the front four really putting some pressure on us. We didn't really know which way to go, keep the ball or play long. And to go 1-0 down from the run of play is frustrating from the sidelines. But like I say, the lads dug in. They didn't put their heads down, and yeah, they've earned that result and put a real good shift in for us. And it's really pleasing to see, considering last week's performance.
And in terms of the two goal scorers tonight, Sam Molyneux with the first two goals before going off injured, and then Ace Hamilton getting his first two goals for real and competitive action. Good confidence boost for both strikers tonight.
Yeah, definitely. And I feel for Sam. He's been moaning about a little niggle for a few weeks now, and we thought that's what we missed, a little bit of energy in the final third on Saturday, to put pressure on the defence, the opponent's defence. And I thought, he came in and he just finds himself in the right place at the right time. He's got a goal instinct, so to get off the mark, first 25 minutes to score two, it's a real shame to have to bring him off. And Ace, he keeps plugging away and he's shown a real strong character, because sometimes with forwards, if it's not going your way, it's easy to give in and start blaming and being sort of disruptive, but he hasn't. He's been really confident in the group. He's still working really hard, and people might not see that, but he has got a lot to his game, and hopefully that continues today with the two goals.
And in terms of the overall performance, I think it was high energy performance in the second half. Players like Steve Thomas, Kai Owen, Dave McIntyre and Aaron Hassel put a shift in and got the balls played around and created probably some of the best football seen this season at Educate Group Stadium.
Yeah, definitely. We've said it to the lads, sometimes you have to earn the right to play, and Saturday we didn't. We didn't stick to the game plan and to try and create that space for us to play, and we didn't really listen to what we wanted to do. But today they have, and we've played some exceptional football in the second half when the game's opened out. Stevie Tom, up and down that wing, he just doesn't seem to stop. And Kai's gone on to a real difficult game, to be fair, because Riffin are probably going to be one of the fittest teams in the midfield zone, especially, to come up against. And he slotted in straight away and into a role that he's not really used to. So he did really well, offered us a lot. And then to get pushed out into the wide area where he's more suited, some of the crosses he put in were brilliant, and it's good knowing that Ben, for me, he's been an unsung hero since the start of the season, and when he's come in, he goes under the radar a little bit, and he's been exceptional. He's really solid, and you've got that luxury of putting him back into the back three. You've got some real quality options all over the pitch, which is great to see from us.
And looking ahead to the weekend now, another away trip down to Mid Wales, Llanfair United. Again, probably what we said after the Prestatyn game, importance now moving on to the next game and don't take anything for granted.
Yeah, it's massively, and that's what Saturday was. It was a wake-up call. You can't not give any team in this league the respect they need. They're in this league for a reason. We can moan and shout all we want about the surface or this and that, but at the end of the day, both sets of teams have got to play on it. We didn't get things right Saturday as a group, but we work hard together to put that right going forward. And Saturday is vital. We keep this momentum going. I want this place to be feared by teams. I want teams to come to Real knowing they've got a game on their hands. And it's going to be difficult. And to beat us, you're going to have to be really exceptional. We're going to have to be really poor. And that's what we've got to set. We've got to set the bar. That's the standard today. The second half performance.
Cheers. Thanks.
Cheers. Thank you.